Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. We have Devin here with us today. Jameson had to; he had better things to do, apparently.
He's
too good for us today. But hopefully, you know, his ego kind of shrinks down a little bit. He can come back to where he belongs next week. I wanted to say thank you again for helping out last week. It was a really enlightening conversation, you know.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here. So thanks for having me back.
Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully, you know, you look at things differently now. You're on your social media apps.
You made a very good point that I did take to heart, that people often try to do what you tell them not to do, you know, even though it's childish. So that was something I did take away from that.
Man, I'm childish, though. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Kesha and that whole situation. You were talking off air, and you said that you practiced law. Or you studied law for a few years?
I practiced law. Yep. So I went to law school, graduated from law school, passed the bar exams, practiced law for 3 years. Three long, miserable years. Hated every second of it, but I did it.
I bet, man. Now, were you like a public, or you had your own, like, were you a partner, or were you
Oh, God, you don't start off as a partner. No.
Well, yeah.
I'm straight out of law school. I was an associate, is what they're called, in a kind of a mid-sized corporate law firm doing labor and employment law. So I was not a public defender. I was not a prosecutor. Didn't do any criminal stuff. Was working defending companies when their employees sued them for harassment or discrimination or because they weren't paid properly, things like that.
Gotcha. So you kind of have some type of knowledge of what's happening.
The harassment. Right, yeah. Yep. So with Kesha and, you know, her claims that her producer, you know, sexually assaulted her. Yeah, I can give a little bit of the legal basis on that.
So if people out there who've been living under a rock and haven't been hearing about this story. Kesha's trying to get out of her contract, her Sony contract. She owes Sony, I believe, 6 more albums. And she's claiming that Dr. Luke, who was the producer that Sony prepared her with, drugged her and raped her, I want to say like 5 years ago or something like that, or 10 years ago. And it's a situation because I believe she did it. She never went and got a rape test done.
Correct. Yeah. And so her allegations didn't even come up until recently. Like, she didn't say anything to anybody about what was going on.
Yeah. So it's kind of fishy what's happening. You know.
I get it. Keep going. But I'm going to jump in on that point in a minute.
No, go ahead. Good.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the Bill Cosby thing, right? So a lot of these women, those women, also didn't report it for years and years and years. So rape is a very underreported crime. Like, women go through a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, especially if there's, like, threats or it's tied to your job, as in Kesha's case, or tied to your contract. So on the one hand, I can see why a woman would not report rape immediately, like, as soon as it happens. So, like, yes, it sounds like, it's kind of fishy you didn't, you know, report it until 10 years later. Well, I think at the time she was, like, 18 anyway. So, you know, if he's saying, like, look, if you tell anybody, I'm going to ruin you, she's probably not going to tell anybody.
Well, see, that's an interesting point you bring up, because that's actually what she's claiming happened. She's claiming that, because, I don't know, you know, on TMZ today, they showed video of a disposition that was sent to them by Dr. Loop's camp, stating that it shows Kesha and her mom saying that Dr. Luke never made any sexual advances at her, and that she was her mom said that she was aware of any sexual relationship that Kesha had with Dr. Luke. Now, Kesha went on and said that, hold on one second. Kesha went on and said that she was being threatened by him, that apparently after the situation happened, after the alleged rape happened, they went on a beach and he spoke to her and had to sit down and told her, look, if you ever say anything to anybody, I will ruin your career. I will ruin you and your family, you know. And a person like that who doesn't have any money is someone who's
right.
talking like, you know, they're powerful and they got bread. They got money, whatever they want. You know, somebody says
yeah.
that shit, they got to believe them, you know.
Exactly. Like, he's in a position of power over her. So
yeah.
she's like, well, damn, you know, I'm a nobody right now. Like, I'm trying to make it. And this dude is, you know, he's saying, like, if you say anything, then you're done, you know. And not just you, not just your music career. You're like, I'm just going to, you know, ruin your family, ruin everything. Then, yeah, you know, I could see how an 18-year-old especially is going to be like, you know what, I'm going to keep quiet. I'm not going to say anything about it. You know, a grown woman. That happens a lot of times, and they don't speak up because they have that fear, you know. Rape is about power, less about sex and more about power.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, think about, okay, now, I definitely understand the how women can think and feel after they've, you know, been through that situation. And think about how, like, if this is true, how, you know, he threatened her life. Think about, like, the choice that she had to make to not say nothing, you know? Like,
yeah.
that's tough, you know what I mean? Like, you
Absolutely.
Know, you just, this guy just violated you, and you basically don't say nothing because you want your career. Your career to you is more important. Your career, your family is more important than
yeah.
making justice, basically.
And also, like, not just that, like, when a woman is sexually assaulted, a lot of times women blame themselves. They're like, well, I must have done something to lead him on, to make him think this was okay. It must be my fault somehow. And saying something, if I say something, people are going to blame me. They're going to look at me and say, well, if you weren't so, you know, scantily clad, or if you weren't so, you know, she was like a sexy little thing, you know, if you weren't so this and that, then maybe this wouldn't have happened to you, you know. So that kind of thing goes through your head too. So when you're deciding, like, if you're going to report it or not, so it's not just, you know, hey, I choose my career over, you know, my pride or over, you know, telling
yeah.
my story. It's a lot of other things that go into it too.
And
but on the other
it's
hand,
crazy.
You know, if she's
you
not
know?
Telling the truth, then you know we got a whole other can of worms.
Oh man, dude, think about it. If she wasn't telling the truth, then either way, she's screwed. Because
yeah.
let's say she telling the truth then. She lied under oath, so she's gonna go to jail for that. Okay. Secondly, if she's lying now, it is, you know, potentially you could sue her, you know, you said he was countersuing her,
yeah.
and, you know, doing all this other stuff, and I don't know if they could get jail time for that, but even then, like, man, why, my whole thing is, why now? You know what I'm saying? And apparently she called him, but it's funny you mentioned Bill Cosby, because she called him the Bill Cosby of his generation or something like that. But my whole thing is, sorry, I'm a little under the weather, but the show must go on. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. We got to make it happen.
But she, why now? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I understand you want to get out of your contract, you know? But why now? You obviously felt that you are a lot safer now, or that you, the things that he threatened you with can't happen now for you to come out and say all this stuff now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
a star now. He's older now. You know, she's got a name for herself now. So maybe that fear, or maybe she talked to somebody. Maybe somebody was like, look, girl, you know, you can't be quiet about this anymore. You've lived, you know, your life in fear of this dude for too long. Like, tell your story. Who knows why?
Now,
like,
I think that's the question that I would love to hear the answer to, because, you know, why not? You waited all this long, you know, why not just let it go under the rug? And if they're saying that you can have a different producer, if you know, her thing was, if it's going to be with a different producer, they're not going to push me the way they would push her with when if she was working with Dr. Luke, you know.
Right.
And now,
and so
it's like you can't even work with him anymore.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that's what went into the judge's decision to deny her request to break her contract. She's not working with the guy anymore. And she's like, oh, well, they're not going to push, you know, my record. They're not going to promote me. They're not going to market me. And the judge was kind of like, well, that makes no sense. First of all, how do you know that? That's just your speculation. Like, true, that has happened in the entertainment industry before, but you don't know that for sure. And two, Sony's job is to make money. So if they're keeping you on their label, they probably want to make some money off of you. So it is in their best interest to push your record.
Now, yeah, but I think they would push it enough just to get their money back. You know what I'm saying?
But how, you don't know. Like, and that's what the judge said. Where's your proof? You know, like the Training Day. You know, Denzel says it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And she has no, I mean, that's really just industry insider speculation. That, and it's probably true, which is what makes it a fucked up situation. But, you know, there's no way she can prove that that's what they're going to do until they actually do it. And even then, someone can say, no, we pushed it enough. Your record just sucked.
See, that's the thing. How do you know, you know? And it's like, it's one of those things you have to just kind of like take the risk and say, fuck it, you know? And I understand that she's, you know, she can't look at him, she can't deal with him, and but it's one of those things that you got to kind of push your professionalism higher than, you know, your morals kind of. And it's fucked up that you have to do that, but just in life in general, it's one of those things you got to kind of eat it and say, fuck it, you know?
I mean, especially you're a star, you're in the public eye, and really, I've been seeing kind of tweets to her and about her that is like, oh, well, you should just, you know, make one, like, do your 6 records, you knock them out, they don't have to be good, you know, make 1 single or 2 singles, and then the rest can be just shitty. Well, see, there's a problem with that, too. Like, that, yes, that will get her out of her contract. She makes 6 quick records, 6 quick CDs. Don't put any effort into it, but it damages her name as a singer. So then, like, if she wants to go to another record label, then it'll be like, the last 6 of your CDs didn't sell anything. Why would we sign you? So, or she can, you know, do her best work and be a professional and just take that risk. You know, maybe it's not going to sell. Maybe she's not going to make money off of it. But when she's out of her contract, at least, you know, she can say, I did quality work. And, you know, another label will pick her up, hopefully. But
yeah,
yeah,
like
I did
what I said I was gonna do, and
exactly.
But that's the thing. Like, it's like you said, no one's gonna pick her up. She's causing too many waves now, and so now she's kind of have to kind of make the best of the situation. Hopefully, save some money up. You know, I know she said she was broke, but try to make this turn around for her. I mean, this is kind of, you know, TMZ was saying that this is kind of making her relevant again. You know,
she's not really that good of singer, in my opinion. You know, she's had some hits there, here and there, but she's, you know, kind of the trashy version of Britney Spears. Like,
give the girl some credit. She knows how to make a hit record. You know what I'm saying?
She's made a couple of hit records.
You know,
but I haven't heard anything from her lately. So right, like her now, she's in the public eye again. Like, they're like, oh yeah, Tessa. Right.
I remember her. Yeah. You know, the crazy part is that she's been dealing with shit all her career, man. You know, you remember that song she was on with Flo Rida?
Right,
well, apparently,
that's right.
Apparently she didn't get paid for that.
They just been
getting her all, you know, every which way in the industry right now, and it's fucked up to say it like that, but I mean, it's basically what's happening, you know?
It's true. That's true.
You know,
it's one of those things where you think about it, where you're like, would I rather just be like a normal, regular person, or would I rather be, you know, famous and deal with this? You don't think about this kind of stuff. You just see like the fun part of being famous. You get to go to award shows and dress up, and you make money, and go on tour, but, you know, this behind-the-scenes stuff probably happens more than we think.
Oh, man, you know, that's the thing about being a celebrity. You don't see all the hard work it goes to make all that money, you know, or to be that way. Like me, I'd rather be famous but not in the public eye. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody who's not really in the public eye and who's famous at the moment.
I'd rather be a writer, like a songwriter. Nobody really knows, unless you go from songwriter to actual singer, not too many people can name, like, top songwriters off the top of your head. You can walk down the street, people won't recognize you.
Well, see, my thing is, like, I don't want to be a ghostwriter, you know what I mean? I'd rather be somebody who people know who you are. I can still walk down the street, but people who recognize me say, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Because I couldn't deal with it. I look at the paparazzi, and I see all those flashing lights, and it's like, man, how do people even deal with that shit? How do people walk, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, it's blinding.
I was thinking about, like, Pharrell is very famous. People don't care about his private life, but he still really can't. Well, I don't know if he can walk down the street and people not recognize him. Like, he still gets mobbed by paparazzi. So, yes, I want to be famous enough that people will be like, oh, yeah. I like your stuff. But not so famous that I can't even go to a restaurant without people bothering me and without getting mobbed and without,
kind of like
people following me around.
Kind of like Neve from Catfish. You know, he's pretty famous, but he's not getting caught up in paparazzi. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But I don't know how much money he's making.
Hey, I mean, that guy's making some serious money. You see the show? Oh, the shows that he's. Let me see what his net worth is. Hold on, I'm gonna.
So. You know, rich enough, but isn't
going to
be bothered.
No, here's my thing. There we go. Okay. You said that, okay, you know some parts of the law, and they were saying that basically because nothing happened, because she didn't report it, there's nothing they can do, and that's not grounds to be taken out of. I remember you talking to me earlier about it. If you could just talk to the listeners about how it's a sticky situation legally, while I look this up, I think that would be great.
Yeah, of course. So legally, like, it's one of the situations where you're like, dang, I messed up, I feel for her. But she's got no evidence, right? No physical evidence, no corroborating evidence, no witnesses. There was no criminal charges filed. Like, she didn't file it. This is a civil suit. So this is for money. This has really, the rape thing is not quite immaterial, but there's nothing proving that. One way or the other. It's he say, she say. Completely he say, she say. And so that's one point of it as far as the law goes. Like, the judge is like, look, we got nothing here except for your word against his one. So, you know, that cancels each other out. And then two, as far as the contract goes, the contract is a contract. If this were a job situation and your boss was harassing you, you report it to HR. Like, if you don't report it, nobody's going to know that your boss is harassing you. So
yeah.
10 years go by, 5 years go by, all right, I'm finally going to report it to HR. HR is going to do an investigation. They're going to get the side of the boss. They're going to get his statement. They're going to get your statement. They're going to do it. They're going to see if anybody else saw it. They're going to talk to the other employees. Nope, nobody else saw it. Nobody else knows anything about it. They're going to, you know, go through the emails. Nope, we got no emails. We got nothing. So what are they going to do? They want you to feel comfortable as an employee. They're going to assign you to a new boss, which is what they did here. They assigned Kesha to a new boss, new producer. You're still saying, you know what? Nope, that's not good enough. I want to be released from my contract. I don't want to have to work with this company anymore, but I still want to get paid. But I don't want to work with you anymore.
Yeah.
Take that to a judge. They're going to be like, no, the job did what they were supposed to do. They investigated. They looked into it. They reassigned you. You don't have to work with this person anymore. You're good. And you're like, no, they are not going to treat me well because I'm there. You know, they're not going to do right by me anymore. Well, how do you know? Like, that's you got anything saying they're going to do that? No? That's just what you think? No proof? you're done. That's the case.
My thing is, like, do you really, like, my point of view is, like, shouldn't you just, isn't it easier just to quit?
Because,
like, you, it's kind of burning a bridge. Now you're going to be known as the office, snitch. Even though it's kind of, it's messed up that you shouldn't be called office snitch because you're reporting something that was detrimental to you. And, but office politics is so wrong. It's just so bad,
Yeah. And if she could quit, if Tessa could quit, she would. But she can't. She's bound by a contract. So the only way for her to quit, essentially, is to pay back the worth of that contract. So you can either pay for it by your record, or you can pay for it in money. And she doesn't have any money. So she has to pay for it in record. Which is the important part of it here.
Start writing.
You got to start writing and singing. Sorry.
I would use this situation and write an album based on this situation, how you were feeling and what, what I mean?
Yeah,
and basically, to me, that is your way of kind of, sticking it to Sony. You're like, okay, you don't want to believe me. You don't want to let me on my contract. Okay, no problem. Now I'm going to force you to put out an album that talks about this whole situation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's really all you can do at this point. And, like I said, it's hard because people, who are in that industry, they know. They know you're right, Tessa. They probably are going to promote you the way you should be promoted because you caused all this trouble,
Yeah.
They're not going to admit to it, but...
Well, here's the thing.
There's nothing you can do to prove it.
I don't know if anyone's listening right now, but if you have thoughts on this, you want to chime in, or if you've been raped or you know someone who has and you want to talk about it, give us a call at 215-383-5758. Now, I've been kind of following this. It's kind of been a on and off kind of. You do weird shit when you're sick. You know what I mean? Like, you binge watch shows. You watch shows all damn day. You can't do nothing, So, apparently a bunch of celebrities have been helping her out.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift gave her like $250,000 to help her out with the money situation. What was interesting to me was that Kelly Clarkson came forward and said, it kind of didn't say it, but kind of gave a notion that she has had issues with Dr. Luke as well.
Oh, okay.
Like she she says she clearly showed that she didn't like him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of interesting because if something happened between that, then, she could put an end to this, but maybe she's not saying anything because she don't want her career to be fucked up.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. And, I don't even know that it would make that much of a difference if we had another, hey, this guy's been creepy with you before. I don't think it would have made too much of a difference legally, but I can see why she's, being real careful about what she said. There might have been a little something going on, but I'm not going to say too much because I don't want my next record to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
apparently Demi Lovato is, pissed at Taylor Swift because she feels like, okay, not everybody has money to throw at somebody and help them with money, And in reality, you should be talking about this and giving it more attention in the media and talking about how this shit acts, And to me, that makes it feel like maybe something happened to her,
Yeah. I mean, it's the right thing to do. That's an excellent point. I think that race is, again, one of those things that people are scared to talk about. Women are scared to talk about. This whole Bill Cosby thing. It's something that is just one of those dirty things that is hard. But you want to protect yourself, and so I get it. And so I'm not mad at Taylor. If she wants to support Kesha and give her money, I kind of feel better about her giving Kesha money than giving Kanye West money. So yeah, give her some money, sure. Oh, Pharrell.
Oh, don't start with this Kanye West.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I don't understand why people hate on Kanye West. I don't understand.
I love Kanye West. I do.
People
I
don't know him personally.
To
you know?
Give him money. He's good. I'm not putting
he
on
is
GoFundMe.
And he explained to himself that, you know, he said to himself that he's good. He said it on TMZ.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, most people. He's like, yo, I. He said he made it an entrepreneurial effort or whatever, and that he said that, you know, most people out there don't have money or they're in debt and they don't have a shoe or an album that's going to help them get out of debt. You know,
exactly.
He's like, me, I got a shoe. I got stuff that's going to help me. I'm going to be good, you know. But people don't realize that he says things a certain way to get hits and to get publicity.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
all marketing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, I get it. I am not a Kanye hater. Like, I like to make the post
okay,
fun.
Cool.
But no, I'm a Kanye fan.
I personally think he's a genius because he uses.
He's a marketing genius. Absolutely. Like, he says controversial shit because it'll get picked up in the media and then, you know, it drives his brand. So,
yep.
Yeah.
100%. And the crazy thing is that he just has to do it himself. He doesn't even need a publicist, you know? He just go on there and say the reckless shit. I mean, everyone was paying attention to him when they were doing when he started talking about Wiz Khalifa's kid and all that other beef on Twitter.
Amber Rose and all that.
And then what happened? He dropped
the album.
Every
time he likes fingers in the booty, do it.
Oh, man. I mean.
Sorry.
Not even kidding. By the way, Neve is worth $500,000. So he's not quite
a
million.
Oh, he's not bad.
But he's got more money than me and you. So,
oh, yeah, certainly. Like, I'm not hating on the $500,000. I will trade places gladly. And he can probably walk into a Starbucks and get a coffee and nobody know any different.
Yeah, or people will say, oh, hey, Neve, can I get a picture? And that's it, you know?
Right, exactly. They'll want to take a selfie and, you know, call it a day.
That's funny. But, yeah, like, What my concern is about how many, like, you know, no one talks about guys, you know, being raped. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
and I know it happens.
When guys are raped, that's a different thing because usually if a guy is raped, it's by another man. And so there's such homophobia that if a guy is raped by another man, he's probably not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that's the stereotype that we need to kind of get rid of because, you know, there's so many promiscuous women out there who, it's just like the perfect example is those teachers who sleep with young kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I am a really outspoken critic of that because it's such a double standard. You know, when one of those female teachers, you know, has sex with a young guy, they're like, yes, dude. You're like, you had sex with your teacher. And I'm like, don't cheer that.
Yeah, because
you know,
if it was a guy.
35 years old, that guy is 15, you know?
Yeah.
Yes,
if it was,
he may have
if it was the other way around. You know?
Right, exactly. If it was the other way around, there's a problem. Exactly, I agree.
Well, yeah, like you said, he may have consented, but she definitely played him. You know what I mean? Like, she definitely manipulated his mind.
Predator, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's still older. She was still in a position of power. It's still wrong. She should have not done that. She should
and
know
and
that.
I feel like that is just like, why, you know, why nothing gets brought, like, yeah, obviously some cases get shown, but a lot of that shit just goes like, oh, okay, cool. You know?
Yeah.
There, it's
and even,
consensual.
And like you said, even when it's shown, people are like, oh, good for him. He got some. That's not,
man, that is the crazy.
Would not say the same thing.
You know, I'm on Facebook like all day, and a friend of mine was she posted, she's in radio, and she posted about how I think she overheard this conversation about how a 16-year-old was trying to call an 18-year-old boy, and she was saying to him that she got her school bus pass so she can go to the hotel, you know. And then she got mad. That same girl got mad at the boy because he told her that he got his driving privileges revoked. I guess he did something wrong or whatever. He couldn't drive. And she got mad and said, told him, like, okay, so how are you supposed to get to the hotel twice a week? And basically told him that you're gonna pay this time because I paid last time. And it's still about a 15 and a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. And the crazy part about that is that that age range, it's okay. But my whole thing is, who's renting these fucking hotel rooms to them? You know, like, yeah. do you have to be 18 and over to rent a hotel room? I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Man.
I think that as long as you have a credit card with an ID that matches the credit card. That's all you need. I don't know.
Those motels that they're, I'm guessing the motels they're getting down in there.
And the
cash
motel, they certainly don't care.
Yeah, it's cash over.
Yeah, that's probably, if they're going to, you know, Red Roof Inn or Motel 6 or Econo Lodge, like, you know, or even, you know, hourly hotel or motel, they don't care.
But, man, you know, and you're plotting like this to have sex at that age? Like,
you know something,
I mean,
interesting, though? Kids, underage kids who send naked pictures to each other, text each other, that really is a crime. So, like, there are cases where, like, there might be an 18-year-old and, like you said, a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, and they're sexting, and if their parents found out, the younger person's family can sue and prosecute the older one. Even if
really?
You know, yes. Look that
but
up.
What about those Romeo and Juliet laws?
Same thing, you know, like you got to research the age of consent in your state. But, yeah, like even if that age difference is only like a year or two, if the whoever, boy or girl, is under the age of consent, that can be prosecuted as a sex crime. They can be labeled as a sex offender, the older one.
Damn, that is so crazy, this world, you know.
Be careful,
like,
kids.
Yeah, seriously, don't. I mean, kids shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. It's a pretty fucked up show, but
yeah, they should.
but yeah, parents, you know, if you're listening to this, you got a young one, you know, you might wanna say something, you know, and watch your kids. Don't spy on them. Don't overly smother them because that just makes shit worse. Then they start hiding stuff, you know. But pay attention, man. And I feel like we in this world, we get so focused on work and we get so focused on our lives that we forget that, you know, we have to be a parent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could see how you neglect your kid because you're working 40, 60 hours a week. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And with social media, I mean, like, I'm glad in ways that I didn't grow up with it the way it is now because, you know, you're just like, you know, before, like, I was sneaking downstairs to, you know, watch Cinemax after dark. You know, that was the most
hey,
I was going to do.
Man, what the hell are you
like,
doing?
Old.
Hey, Cinemax after dark, man.
You know, like, the showtime was scrambled, but I was still trying to see some naked people. But now, you click on, you know, your computer, and most kids got smartphones, teenagers have smartphones, they've got the internet, they've got a laptop. And they're, you know, watching porn. And, you know, you just got to, yeah, you're right. You know, keep an eye on what your kids are doing. Because it's so much more readily accessible than it was, you know, even 10 years ago.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's the crazy part is that now, you know, sexual education for teenagers now is at the palm of their hand. It, no pun intended. But... You know, they have the ability to learn about sex without even their parents, you know. And a lot of them, they start becoming sheltered and they don't talk to their parents. A buddy of mine on Facebook says that Kesha is dead to him now because...
Oh, my God.
Because how she's a liar, an under oath, and said that he didn't do anything sexual to her.
Wow, he's very adamant about that.
And the funny part is that he's got like the musical taste of like a teenager. So he listens to he listens to Taylor Swift. Like, he absolutely loves Taylor Swift.
Was it One Direction?
Oh, I don't know about that, but he likes Katy Perry. And the crazy part is that he doesn't have a daughter. He has a son, so it's pretty interesting, you know.
But he's written off Kesha as a liar, huh?
He said she's dead to him. That's it. You know, and you know what? That's his opinion, and you know, maybe there'll be something that shows, you know, that comes out and shows that she didn't lie, you know, and that she was just scared, and you know, the those threats that he said were real. The crazy part is that
I'm
less
more
didn't happen
inclined to believe her than to not believe her. Like, I'm on the fence, but if you push me, you know, and said, look, you got to decide. You believe her, you not believe her. I'd say, I feel like I believe her more than I don't.
Now, why is that? You know, why is that? What makes you feel that way? Do you feel that way because you're a woman and you have that automatic, because you know how women are. You see a woman, another woman in trouble, it's like, I'm on your team, you know?
I believe her more just because I think it happens a lot in the entertainment industry. You know, I think that women are often, and not always, but often, you know, like, hey, if you do this, I will advance your career. If, you know, you hear about groupies, you hear about, you know, hey, I'm going to get you a deal. You just got to sleep with this guy. You got to sleep with me. You got to sleep with my buddies. I feel like maybe all the magnitude of what she's saying may not be completely true. You know, I don't know about, you know, if he drugged her and did all this stuff to her. But I feel like there probably was at least a little something inappropriate happening. And probably he might have said something like, hey, if you do this, I will help your career. If you don't, then I will make your career go away. So
here's,
I feel like there might have been
you.
That kind of conversation going on. That's not based on anything. That's just kind of my gut on that.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, I've had a couple people, guys in the industry, that have said that they've, you know, they've had advances by guys who said that, you know, they can further their career, and all they have to do is kind of, you know, do certain sexual acts that they're not comfortable with. And so it happens to both women and men.
Yeah, men and women. Yeah, no doubt.
My thing is, where did this video, why did this video happen? Like, why did she accuse him, or did somebody raise a red flag, and that's why she had to go to court? Because you're not just going to go to court for no damn reason and say, no, this person didn't do anything. Something happened where someone was saying like, yo, this happened, and they need to prove it, you know, and Kesha, he probably went to Kesha and said, hey, listen, you better remember what we talked about, because, you know, if not, we're going to have a, you know, you're going to have a hard time in this industry. So there's got to be a third party in this, because why else would she be going to court to claim that she wasn't raped, or that he didn't do anything sexual to her or drug her at all? Why? What was their reason for that? I didn't see that on TMZ, so.
Wait, what is your question? Why is he countersuing her, or why did she go to court in the first place?
The original, the video that that surfaced about how she said that he didn't rape her, right?
I think that's part of the countersuit. So she filed her suit in October, saying that he had abused her for like 10 years, and then that same month he, you know, went all out and had a countersuit and said, that's where that video came out where he was like, you know, fuck her, no, I didn't, and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
here's
the thing. This video was made on June 16, 2011.
So
what happened that she went to
court
to say, hey, no, he never did this to me? There's got to be a third party. There's got to be a third party.
Yeah.
You can prove it, you know?
Yeah. There's probably, I mean, I would doubt that somebody else doesn't know about it or didn't see something. You know, maybe it was, oh, I just thought she was really drunk, and, you know, I didn't know she was being drunk, but I wasn't sure, so I want to speak up. Or, you know, I said something to him and he told me, you know, like, shut your mouth or else blah, blah, blah. Like, hard to know, but you're right. That's a good point. There probably is at least one other person who has some more information.
It's what she wrote on Instagram. I have nothing to hide. I did this because the truth was eating away at my soul and killing me from the inside. This is not just for me. This is for every woman, every human who has ever been abused, sexually, emotionally, mentally. I had to tell the truth, so the outcome will be what it will be. There's nothing left I can do. It's just so scary to have zero control in your fate, but this is my path in life. This is my path this life for whatever reason. And she wrote that, I believe, 6 days ago. But I want to, you know, she's saying that she's ready to face him in court and all this other stuff. So I'm hoping he kind of slips up in court and it shows that, you know, she's not lying. Because it'd be really, I mean, then you could take your, you know, year or however long you get for perjury. And know that you did the right thing. You know what I mean? You did what you had to do, and you can rest assured that, you know, justice was served, basically. Even though you're going to be sitting in the cell for however long, you could know, you know?
Yeah.
And then hopefully when you get out, you know, you can get your career back, which that'll be really hard, but I don't know.
I think she's going to... a different career path after that. But
yeah, I mean, even then, I think it's like she's not going to be anything in the media, you know? Because no. You're going to be labeled somebody who talks, you know? Somebody who gives up the insider secrets, who gives up the stuff that happens underground. Like, she's going to have to basically raise money for herself, you know? If I was her, she got all these fans on her side right now. Start a GoFundMe page and start banking, you know?
Yeah.
Start,
I mean, it's go some money. Every interview that you can get paid for, write a book, write a tell-all book.
Yep.
You know, get paid that way. You have them make it into a mini series. You know, you will.
Yep. And then once you get your check, you start making your own albums with that money.
That's your money.
You know?
Yeah, because you're right. You know, you're definitely not going to be, you know, any music career is pretty
strong.
Like,
and that's the shitty part. Oh yeah, that'd be awesome though. I think that would be like, that should be something she would do, is write the album based on this whole situation and put that out there. And really, this is the time where she can really open up her feelings and her inner self, and her fans can see who she really is. And bank on that, because people love.
They love this underdog fan. Yeah. The problem is, and this is just going to sound really bad, she's not that good of a singer, so I can't really see her like writing ballads and belting it out. She's not Christina Aguilera. She can't really carry that type of material. Like, she's a pop singer, so I don't know how this would translate to, I guess, EDM-ish poppy song, but good luck,
Kevin. Yeah. Yeah, in my opinion, good luck, because you're gonna need it, really, because I don't know what you're gonna do at this point, you know. I'm sure your fans will help you out in the best way they can, but it's gonna be interesting to see the business plan that she has after this trial is over, which it seems like it's gonna be pretty quick. Because, like you said, the judge already kind of said, no, we're not letting you out of your contract because you didn't, you know, they offered an alternative. You know?
Yeah, exactly. What other alternative aside from letting her out of her contract could there be an offer?
Yeah, nothing I mean, else. Really. My thing is, okay, so it's a tough decision to make. Do you keep going with this trial and risk jail time and risk people not believing you and tarnishing your own name, or you just accept and say, you know what, I realize that, you know, it, even though I came 10 years or whatever and I know this happened, I'm willing to keep working with Sony and stay in my contract and see where it goes from there. You know, it's a tough decision, man.
It's a thing
kind of
loop way, really.
To what?
Yeah. I think it's a sinking ship either way. You know? Either way, it's all bad. So, she could continue with it. She's going to go further into debt. You know, hopefully, you know, she's not going to slip up and, you know, just all have the cards fall down around her if she isn't telling the truth. You know? But regardless, like, even if she is, if she continues on, her musical career is done. Her career with Sony's done. It's done. But,
yeah,
you know, the positive side of that, she increases awareness for, you know, what's been going on behind the scenes, for bringing, you know, more sexual abuse and rape to the forefront. She could become a spokesperson for it. So there might be some positive on that line. Other side, she could say, you know what, Sony do the best they can. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to put out my record and hope for the best. You know, hope that Sony, you know, sticks to the game plan. They say, you know what, we want to make some money. There's no point in not making any money. Let's promote her as best we can.
Man, it sounds like Sony is the first people to stop it. There's always some shit that goes down. I mean, we all remember Michael Jackson having issues with Sony. You know, I remember several, I can't remember other people, but several people I remember saying, you know, hating the way Sony does things, that people can create a sort of investigation based on them and see all the shit that's happening over there, because, you know, it's usually whenever there's a record label in the spotlight, it's always Sony for some reason.
Sure it is. Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy, well, man. It's crazy.
The one thing that might be the saving grace for Kesha is now that this has been spotlighted, is maybe Sony will be like, you know what, there's so many people watching this case now. It's in the media forefront. If she does stick with us, we got to push her. Because otherwise, we're going to look, you know, we're going to prove her right. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We don't want to be, you know, have our reputation further tarnished by, you know, by not doing the right thing, you know, by just, you know, shelving a record. So,
but I mean, in that situation, it's more like, it's more along the lines of, okay, we'll let you put out an album, but it's going to sit on the shelf for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
going to, you know, we'll listen to it and decide what you think you carry. You know, and then at that point, you're just sitting on the shelf. And that's exactly how they're going to not support you, not push you the way you are, the way you want to. Well, or the way they need to be pushing you, is, you know, like I said, they'll just put your record on the shelf and just say, okay, yeah, we'll get to it. And then
right.
you're sitting there with a record made and, you know.
And
it's,
nobody
you know,
ever hears it. Yeah.
Exactly.
No radio play, no video, no nothing.
That's crazy, man. It's just, this music industry is no joke, boy. It is a demon, you know. I remember watching the TLC. Did you watch that, the TLC documentary?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
and
when
yeah,
they talked.
Yeah, that was like kind of the first time that I remember. Like, how did they go broke? Like, how can you go broke with like records out? But when they broke down the math and stuff, I was like, oh, dude, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
You could
it's
be
crazy.
Famous and broke at the same time.
But it's crazy though. Like, so many people out to get you. You know. And I don't know. I don't think I could ever be in that industry, you know, or ever want to be that high up in the industry. It's just, it's, like I said, it's a demon, you know. But, you know, I do want to touch on, like, that got like 10 minutes left, but I do want to see, like, what do you advise, you know, women to do when they're in this type of situation? You know, when they've been, you know, raped or, you know, they're going through abuse of any kind. What is the best advice you think you could give somebody?
I think that even though it's hard, you've got to bring it to the forefront immediately. Like, if you are actually, like, raped, go to the police, get a report, get a rape testing done, you know, talk to people. Get, you know, counseling. Like, this kind of stuff, it does eat away at you. And even, you know, though you may say, no, I, you know, did this to deserve it, or I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, or I was with the wrong people, no woman deserves to be abused. No woman deserves to be raped. Like, no matter what you're wearing, no matter where you are, you know, don't sit on it, because the longer you sit on it, the less likely it is that you're going to be able to prove it, and that people will believe you.
I mean, right away, if you don't go right away to the police department and do a rape kit, you pretty much lost. You know,
you
pretty much
lost
done.
Some physical evidence.
Yeah, you know, but that's like the main thing, though. You know,
yeah.
Without that,
you're
that's
going
it.
A terminal route. Yeah, you gotta go because yeah, if you don't have any, you know, and even if it's not a situation where you were violently assaulted, I think a lot of times people think of rape as you're walking down a dark alley and somebody jumps out at you and, you know, beats you down and forces themselves on you. Like, it takes so many other forms and fashions that it doesn't have to be that, you know. It could be,
exactly.
Hey, you're on a date. This guy is getting too handsy with you. You tell him, no, I'm not ready for it, and he keeps going, you know. Or even if you've been flirting all night long, you had a couple drinks, you know, that's still rape. You say no, we're done, you know. Even, yeah, like the guy says, hey, you know, I can do this for you if you just do this. You know, and you're like, hey, I don't know, and, you know, he threatens you with something. Still, you got to talk about it, even if it's not forcible, you know. So, especially if you're passed out, you know, which I think she said that he drugged her, too. You know, that's the whole thing with that Bill Cosby thing. Like, even if you're like, you know what, I drank something, and then I kind of remember something happened, but I'm not 100% sure, but I remember when I woke, when I came to, like, things were, my clothes were weird and something. Tell somebody that. Like, you don't sit on it, even if you're not, like, 100%. You know, better to be safe and not right than to just, like, let that eat away at you and try and come back with it later, years later. Like, it's almost impossible to prove after, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 2 years.
Yeah, it's and that's the main thing, you know. Any type of abuse, like, and I think it's hard for people, even who, like, the family or friends of the people who are getting abused, it's hard for them because they try to help, and the person doesn't know they need the help, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're in trouble, or they're in denial, that they don't want to admit that they're going through that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's hard for people who care about that person because anything you say is wrong. If you try to beat the guy's ass, they're always going to be like, oh, you know, why did you have to do that to him? And they're always going to take his side. Or, you know, you got to kind of find the right timing. Kind of just be there for that person, I feel. And let your presence be known that you are somebody that they can trust. And if anything goes down, and you feel that, you know, it's time to get out, to call on you. You know, because at a certain point in time, the person's going to be like, I'm done with this, you know. I don't deserve this, you know, and they're going to want to leave, you know.
And let me say something on the flip side, too, you know, as far as women and men, but women primarily, do not make false accusations. Like, that makes it worse for everybody else. Like, I gave it up to the guy, but I'm pissed off at him because, you know, he didn't call me the next day. Don't go out saying he raped you. Like, that is kind of one of the worst things you can do.
What's the legal repercussions for that? Because, I mean, it's like you said, they could say that, and they could go get a rape kit the same day as they had sex, consensual sex, you know, and have that on file, okay, you know, dude acts up, like, look, I got you, you know, I'm going to claim rape. And then, it's like we said earlier, you know, you got the physical proof. That's all judge needs, really, you know?
Well, no, we need a little bit more than that. But, yeah, so let's say it goes all the way down the line, and, you know, if you're found to have actually lied or not been, you know, credible, you know, comes out, you put that on the stand, like, I made it all up, sorry, my bad. Then yeah, you're going to be prosecuted in that direction for making that false accusation. But in the meantime, you have ruined somebody's life. Like, you, that person, you know, has gone to court, probably been in the press because of it, probably has lost their job, you know, has been branded in the eyes of their friends, their family, whoever has watched it, as a racist. You know, so even if it comes out later, like, no, actually, wasn't a rapist, didn't do anything, it's still in people's heads. So,
you know, and that's
a social repercussion.
Oh, man. And we're almost out of time. I got 5 minutes left. But, you know, the other thing is we spoke about it earlier. The sex offender list, you know,
yeah.
a lot of crimes aren't really needed, like they're not really classified as sex offender, but because of certain stipulations, that person is put on a sex offender list. You know,
yeah.
like it
if
could
you
be
sex in public, and you get caught having sex in public, you could be put on that sex offender list.
And
like,
that is crazy.
Sex with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, you are caught peeing in public, you can be put on a sex offender list. Like, there's a lot of weird shit.
But that fucks up people's lives too.
Yeah.
You know, because right away people want to kill you. They automatically think the worst. They think, oh, you're raping little boys or little girls, and you know,
you get a background check, it'll show up.
You ain't getting no job.
You
got to live in certain areas because you can't be, you know, too close to a school.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy to me. That to me is insane. I feel like something needs to be done about that because, okay, I can understand how they can perceive peeing in public as an act where it should be labeled on the sex offenders list, but I mean, if you're peeing and no one's around you and you're not, you know, first of all, you should be peeing in public. Find a fucking bathroom. But it's just like.
But we understand. Emergencies happen and things happen. I get it. But
you know,
you're right.
Did you know that if as a parent, if you share, and I don't know if this is in New York City or not only, but if you shared a photo of your kid, you know how you share kids' photos of them being in the bath or,
mm-hmm.
you know, running around without a shirt and all that stuff. That could be labeled as child pornography. Even though it's your own kid, you know, and you're not doing it maliciously. You're not doing it in a way where, you know, you're thinking that sort of thing. It still can be labeled as that. If people really want to mess with you, they could ruin your life based off a picture of your own kid. How crazy is that?
There are some real crazy and outdated laws on the books related to sex. Our country is very still puritanical in that way. Like,
oh, man, did you? I don't know if you heard about it over there, but in Michigan, it's now illegal to have oral sex or anal sex.
A couple of states that still have that on the books.
They just passed it now.
Oh,
crazy. Don't make no sense, man. But yeah, my final thoughts are, you know, if you're in a bad situation, get some help. There's websites out there you can go to. There's people you can talk to, your family. You know, don't feel ashamed because I say it like this: you rather feel ashamed than be dead, or you know, or even
right.
I don't think it's anything worse than being dead. But you know, at least you're alive and you can go and you can move past it. You can go on with your life. It's not going to be easy. At least you're alive to see the other day, and you know that you did the right thing, you know. And to me, that's the main thing we need to take away from all. You know, report it immediately, talk about it with your people, and make sure you do it the right way, you know. And like you said, stop, women, stop falsifying rapes, you know.
Yeah, makes it harder. Makes it really much harder for real true assault cases. So, you know, be smart,
well,
use your judgment. You know, if it is happening, tell somebody right away. But if it's not, you know, don't make it up.
Exactly. Well, Devin, I want to thank you again for coming on here.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it. Happy back again.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you want, man. Keep coming back. I think the viewers like the female point of view. You know, us guys can get pretty raunchy and it'd be good to it's good to find a woman who can kind of like hold her own and is very opinionated about her beliefs as well. So I appreciate it again. And next week, I'm not sure what the topic is going to be, but look out on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you guys have a good week. And let's see what happens with this Kesha case, shall we?
All right.
You have a good night,
Danny. You too. Thank you, Manny.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.